Well, chances are you may have seen this online, a group of school kids grinning down the barrel of a firearm or holding assault rifles. The children aged 9 to 13 are from Whakarongo School near Palmerston North. They posed for the photos for the local paper after the army gave them a class, a lesson if you like, on leadership and weaponry. Education Minister Nikki Kaye is now looking at this issue.
Boards need to have absolute clarity about this because parents do want to know. The school should have to get permission in terms of parents.
Also, these are country kids being taught about guns and weapons. Joining me now is John Herbert. He's a gun dealer, also serves as firearms advisor to the government's Community Firearms Advisory Forum. Hello to you, John.
Good morning.
Pretty confronting images, I guess. Kids holding guns and kids holding assault rifles. What do you make of what's unfolded here at Whakarongo School?
Well, I think the first thing is that the intent here from New Zealand Defence Force was probably honest. Now, I can't say that I know if this decision was made locally or nationally, but I suspect it was a local decision based on the fact that these soldiers are in the Palmerston North community. And, I spend a lot of time shooting on army ranges with soldiers, and I know that their attitudes towards safety are top-notch. So I don't think there was any concerns here that the children would have been exposed to any danger or issues here. So probably blown out of perspective a little bit. It's taken on a life of its own now politically, that's for sure.
There's an interesting balance here. Those who say that, this is a country where we have, a reasonably high rate of legitimate firearms ownership, and that education, in essence, takes the intrigue and the fascination out of firearms and weaponry for children. Would you advocate for some sort of program, education program about firearms in our schools?
Look, I think it has possibility, and in the big scheme of things, yes, I would, especially in the rural areas, because, rural children are exposed to firearms on a weekly and daily basis, pest destruction, managing animals on farms, and in many cases, it's firearms to put food on the table for a lot of rural people.
Yeah, it's a divisive issue, I think, and as you point out, it's sort of urban versus rural New Zealand to a certain degree. What do you want the Education Ministry to come back with? Nikki Kaye says she's looking at guidelines, or certainly tightening guidelines around this. Will you be involved, or should members of, our firearms community be involved in that discussion?
Well, the whole intent of the Firearms Community Advisory Forum is to talk to police who manage firearms in New Zealand about policy and how they manage policy with regards to everyday hunters, shooters and farm owners in New Zealand. So, yes, we would like to be involved, but, my thoughts are that whatever policy comes, and there will be a policy on this, there's no doubt about that, that it's just sensible. With the celebration of Anzac Day in Gallipoli and our involvement in World War One recently, my daughters were very fascinated, because I'm the grandson of an Anzac. They wanted to see the rifle that my grandfather would have carried in World War One, and they told their friends, and their friends wanted to see it, and my nephews wanted to see it. So there's an absolute fascination with firearms in New Zealand with kids, and by letting them see what these things are, it helps demystify them, and at the same time it becomes an education process.
That said, pretty confronting seeing kids hanging on to assault rifles and, learning to load them. There's a big difference between that, isn't there, and educating people, I think, on the dangers of firearms and the respect you need to apply to them.
Well, yeah, there is, but I'd emphasise the fact that having personally seen how the New Zealand Defence Force handle firearm safety as a civilian shooting on military ranges in New Zealand, their attitude towards safety is exemplary, and there would have been no danger to the children here. Whether it should have gone that far, I don't know. Yes, there possibly is some debate around that. But, we should be very proud of our Defence Force. My involvement with New Zealand Defence Force personnel shows that there's some very, very good people
Indeed.
There. And I think the intent here was honest.
John Herbert, appreciate your time. Firearms dealer, also with New Zealand Rod and Rifle magazine. Thank you. I think an education program about firearms in our schools is a good idea.